Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Imperial and Mexicali. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Welcome aboard. You were listening to some of the music from today's guest organization, Playing for Change. We're here today with Mark Johnson. Mark is a Grammy Award-winning producer, engineer, and film director. And for over a decade, Mark has worked with some of the most renowned musicians and producers in film, music, television. We're going to talk about Mark's role as co-founder for Playing for Change. Mark's been perfecting an innovative mobile technique for recording musicians all over the world. And if you haven't caught this on YouTube, immediate homework. You know, wait till the break, though. I mean, not... Like, don't drop us. an amazing collection of musicians, an amazing collection of talent, some tremendous, tremendous production, all for a really good cause that we'll talk about today. Welcome aboard, Mark. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much. This is a very nice introduction.
So let's start with Playing for Change. Let's talk about how it was born and how it's come about. I mean, it's really something divergent and remarkable. And, you know, from your bio, you were one of those Hollywood guys. I mean, you weren't really sitting around, you know, like donating turkey at the Salvation Army, it doesn't sound like. You were part of an industry.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think the first part about where was it born, you know, I think Playing for Change was born out of an idea that we make a much better world if we all work together, and that no matter how many things in life divide us, you know, they're just never going to be as strong as the power of music to bring us together. And really was when I was younger, I was looking for some sort of career path or something to do with my life, and I was recording music in New York City. And I was on my way to work in a subway station, and I saw two monks painted all in white with robes on. One of them was playing a nylon guitar. The other one was singing. I don't even know in what language, and I imagine most people didn't. But on this day, nobody gets on the train. And I remember looking around and seeing a homeless man and a businessman and a little girl and an old woman. And everybody was really making this music their own and enjoying it. And I took that in, and then I got on the train, and I realized, you know, the best music I'd heard in my life was on the way to the studio and not in the studio. And that was really the day I decided, well, what if I bring the studio to the people playing in natural environments, in the streets and subways and native reservations, African villages, the Himalayan mountains, like bring the studio to the people, record them and film them, and start to use that as a way for people to see the connections we all have, you know, as humans, you know, to really show people humanity in a positive way. And that was the birth of Playing for Change.
And so on your subway ride to work, after you were transfixed by watching that experience, this all kind of just blew up in your head?
Yeah, I'd been thinking for a while, you know, how I could kind of connect all these different, you know, when you record music, you get to be a part of everybody's favorite thing. So one day I would go and I would work with Paul Simon. I was at this nice studio, and then the next day I would get a job and I would go work with Biggie Small, you know, and then a 70-piece orchestra. And I start to notice that maybe they wouldn't all get along outside the studio, but if they saw what I saw about them, they would have so much in common because they all loved their music so much and it meant so much to them. And then also they really impacted a lot of other people of all different types and genres. So I thought that through line was an interesting thing to see, and I just wanted to find a way to show people that kind of and bring that to life, that connection we all have to music.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.